Editor-in-chief of Field & Stream, Colin Kearns, tells me the story of two lifetime friends who are frog kings. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
It's about these two longtime buddies who live in upstate New York. Their names are Tim Reed and Rodney Smith, and they both are longtime hunters and fishermen. They've got these cabins next to each other on this river in upstate New York that they made us promise not to name in the story. Years ago, New York made it legal for outdoorsmen to start hunting and gigging frogs in the evening. And these two guys thought, what the heck, let's give it a try. Be sitting around on our butts all summer long. So they went out one night and frog hunted, just did really, really well and had the time of their lives. And they just became addicted to it. They've got some really interesting techniques on how they hunt frogs. They do use gigs for some, but their preferred method is to grab them by hand because that allows them to make sure they only get the meatiest and biggest frogs that are on the river. But it also just makes it a bit more sporting and requires them to be a bit more stealthy on their hunting pursuits. And they're just a great story. They're two longtime friends who have perfected the art of frog hunting.
If you're a fan of frog's legs, I guess there's a very delicious outcome.
Yeah, these guys, they're on the river from 10 in the evening till about 2, 3 in the morning. And then when they get home, they'll sleep for a couple hours and then they start processing all the legs, butchering them and skinning them.
Like I said, if you're a fan of frog's legs, sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.